This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You, man, I swear.
I heard it yesterday. I'm like, I haven't heard this in forever. I say, hey, that's the name of the song.
Were you in Claire's at the mall?
No, it was in a background of some YouTube ad. I'm like, damn. And then I was thinking, I'm like, with all the stuff we know about people now in that business, and look, he did something, it was bad, but he went in a freak off as far as I know.
It's Chris Brown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? God, that is so weird because...
Maybe it wasn't that bad.
There's some kind of thing to the planet alignment or whatever it is where there's like a wavelength or whatever, because I was at the gym yesterday and I heard a song, and I, like I did earlier, I said, I will Shazam it. And lo and behold, it was freaking Chris Brown. And it was Run It by Chris Brown with Joel Santana.
That was like, a big one.
Man, I haven't heard this song forever.
Run, run.
Put it on my playlist.
He's man on the floor.
That's Chris Brown, though.
God, he had a... That really messed him up.
Like, Paige, if you're a woman and you're a woman and you're having some wine with a guy back at your place, his place or whatever, and he's like, you want to put on some tunes? And uh-huh. And Bump and Grind by R. Kelly comes on. Are you thinking about piss?
usually am.
Negative.
I know.
It depends on how much wine I've had to drink. I might have to go to the bathroom,
well,
but not in a nasty sort of way.
Are you thinking of R. Kelly in that
no,
way?
No, like, never.
Michael Jackson music still sells, and of course that opens up, well, did he really do anything?
Chris,
he paid like he did.
Yeah, Chris Brown paid a big price for a situation with Rihanna, but look, Jay-Z was kind of allegedly behind that too, as far as like stifling his career.
Oh yeah, all that. But it's like we there's two ways of thinking about it. You can look at it as though, well, if it's so good, we don't care. It's just like if your team got Deshaun Watson, you might be like, God, you know what? I don't like what he's bringing, except for his arm.
Yeah.
Maybe he throws the football real good, and we need a quarterback. But ladies, watch out.
I mean, come on.
We're going to overlook a few things, but it's okay because he's so-and-so.
But it's like this guy, I know this is off where we're going, but I know this guy that was very much, and probably still is, I haven't seen him in over a decade, but very racist guy, very racist.
Oh,
but
man.
He was not aware of it.
Wait, and, what?
What? He wasn't about it personally?
He didn't realize to the level, I guess it was. So he's like, how am I, if I am a fan, and I won't even say the team, how can I be if I'm a fan of this team and our quarterback is? I said, because the same reason why people that made people do work for them without paying for it allowed that work to be done, their food to be prepared, their medicine to be administered by people they were not paying. So they didn't mean they were a fan of them. It meant they were using what they brought to the table, just like the quarterback would. If he didn't throw a football worth a damn, you don't like him. But because of what he does, it's like a king would bring in a jester. Hey, funny man, make me laugh.
Make me laugh. Bells on your head.
I love that guy, but only because he can make me laugh.
They would kill him if you didn't make him laugh.
I know. It's
the jester didn't live very well.
Thank God Sober Sue had an excuse from yesterday.
I feel like we're...
Sober?
She couldn't... Her face didn't move.
That's over... Well, I think maybe across the board. Overlooking something for like somebody's talent is going to be going away. I don't want to name the singer, but I can't look at him without thinking, oh, freak offs. He was all in the freak offs.
Well, I can understand that because that's so... Nauseating.
Some people don't say his name right.
How could you not?
There's only one R in that name.
Yep. And I'm like, oh God, he was like in there with Bieber, you know, like.
But then you also have to look at it as though when that guy was, see, it's tough to say because some people, like if they were molested, for lack of a better term, as a child. And we're in, they don't want to, they maybe black that out. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to talk. They're just like, okay, that happened. I want to move on with my life because I got, it really messed with me or whatever. Like the time that I blurted out on the radio about the time that I was molested at church. Yeah. Dude, oddly enough, my hand to God, I was not even fully aware that I was like just blurting that out. Because we were talking about something. I was like, and when I was like, I felt the bottom just fall out of the floor. I was like, holy crap, I just said that on the radio. I got to make a phone call here in a second.
Because you were traumatized.
I was, but not to the point, and who's to say, but not to the point where it made me untrusting of adults, I would say.
Well, of course.
But not any kind of sexual thing from it. I just remember being very untrusting of nice people.
But but it's like, okay, who was the, God, I can't remember his name. The
Usher?
The football player that was the dog fighter.
Michael Vick?
Okay, no. Michael Vick. That went away, but is a crime against all these people and just the sexual deviant nature of what has been alleged. Is that forgivable in society? Can you move past that if he serves his time?
Forgivable, but like never forgettable.
That's
nobody forgets any of this stuff.
No,
like,
no.
I'd say a small example. I saw a promo for The Boys. Adam Levine's coming back to it. I'm like, I know now why he was off, because he had that thing where he was DMing women on Instagram saying he wanted to hook up with him when he's married, and then women were like, oh no, I hate him now, he's less hot because, you know, he's a man and he looks at other women. But I'm like, okay.
But if he had DM'd them, though, they would have overlooked.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
No.
Like, he survived it, but, you know, I mean, that's on a smaller scale, but nobody forgot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the days of forgetting are just...
Well, even that, like, again, I think it's overkill, but, like, Snoop Dogg, I'm amazed of how that, you know, his history, but yet now the mainstream ways that he is. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But, again... I've always said, that was my chair. God, I hate saying that every day, but this chair is just makes me sound like I'm farting.
I feel like I wouldn't notice.
Well, you do.
No, listen.
God.
That's my chair. Oh,
okay. If you farted like that, you've got a problem.
I would have lifted off the ground if that was real.
Yes, levitated.
That's going to be another shrimp fart, isn't it?
No, I didn't have shrimp yesterday. But
thank God.
There's It's I think I hate going back to this well again, but I think the best pastors are ones who had a sinful life, who saw the error of their ways, rather than yes. one who graduated high school, went to Fruitland Seminary, became a preacher out of college before you've really lived yeah. life, and you've not even got your skin thick.
Is there a man without sin walking on the earth? No.
You could be 25 years old, no. lead a huge congregation.
Yeah, I know, and I'm like, man, I don't know that you've lived life enough to do that yet. But there again, I don't know. I guess it's maybe a better story to tell. But I mean, you're right about forgiveness versus forgetting. And
yeah,
I don't forget.
But what can you forgive? That's the thing. What is your limit? I mean,
oh Lord,
For me, Michael Jackson, it's kind of tainted his image. I don't respect him as much as I did. And that's a shame because he wasn't really convicted of any of those crimes.
I know. That's why I don't like hush money, because you got to look at it from this way. Michael Jackson, I know the bankruptcy and all the different things, but if Michael Jackson's like, oh, hey, you know, I had this weird childhood and I just want to hang out with kids. Like, there's nothing to it. I just want to hang out with kids. But I don't want these people... I'm talking like a man. I don't want these people thinking that this is true. I just like kids. And it's like, hey, you know, I'll just pay them this money to just get past this. I just want to. But then when it's called hush money, that uh-huh. is the alleged of I'm guilty here. Let's not go to court about it. So you've been victimized so much, but this money will make it better.
And, you know, how parents become litigious when they didn't care that there was a grown man in bed with their child.
You know what's odd?
They were down the hall in another hotel room.
They did not care.
What's odd about how that works, and not that example or that situation, you'll overlook a lot more if you know the person.
Oh, yeah.
Because you feel like you got something vested in them, or they're like, oh, man, you never believe they can do it, you know? No matter, nothing that serious, you know? That's different, but like, you know, stealing from somebody or, you know, some kind of misappropriation or...
Yeah.
If you found out, you know, one of your buddies, you know, was hitting his wife or whatever, it's like, man, you can't really reconcile it. But it's easier to judge when it's somebody you don't know. And it's like, oh.
Of course.
Oh,
if it was a.
But you think it would be easier to judge if it was with somebody you didn't know. That's how it should be.
I mean, either way, with that particular one, yeah, like, I'm not going to be friends
abuse.
With somebody that's doing that.
No.
Or I'm not going to be friends with a woman that beats up her husband either. I'm going to make it equal.
Yeah, you should, because there's a lot of abusers out there, male and female.
You know what? You've seen that?
Yes, like, I've seen it out in public.
You know, Honey Boo Boo Mama was beating up that little old man she was with.
Sugar Bear?
Yeah.
Sugar Balls?
She was whooping his ass.
And there's other things besides physical abuse. There's verbal abuse that affect people just as bad.
Yes.
It's tricky. True. Look, there's still a double standard. If I were a man getting abused by a woman, nobody would ever know. It's just one of those things that's real hard to come out with from a male's point of view.
I need to ask you now, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Like, it's just...
I just didn't want to let it pass by if that was like your way of trying to reach out to
if you're crying for help, fat boy, we're here to help you and listen.
Like, I would never tell anybody.
You know?
How much of a bitch would I look like if I'm getting beaten up by a woman who's 5'3", 120
like
pounds?
Like a woman who's been abused, so they're going to think I'm a hoe now. And they're going to say, she was dressing in short skirts. Well, that still don't mean she can be raped.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You can wear whatever you want. It's free country.
Sorry for using the R word. I know people are in the car on the way to work.
Hi, Trump signed
that R word, the other R word.
Ridiculous?
Rape.
Oh.
He signed an executive order on the other R word. You can say that one now.
He's all kind of executive. He's going to run out of Sharpies. I hope we're making them in America.
Need some pins.
The new patriotic education, which I freaking love. Although it needs to be fully transparent, though. Like, no, don't just do it through the red, white, and blue lenses. But I think we need to teach. We were teaching apologetic history there for a while in schools. And I kind of like the idea of getting back to...
We just need to teach the truth.
Like, it sticks anyway with the kids. That's one of their least favorite subjects.
It was, dude, one of my favorite, though. I mean, I'd like to go back now.
If you don't respect the way that we fought for this country and, you know, the history.
Yeah. And that's why maybe you have a younger generation now that doesn't support it quite as much. Mm-hmm. I really think that. That's kind of foreshadowing
Normandy
to what's coming
D-Day,
up next.
If you don't know anything about that, you need to go back and study your history.
That's right.
Because those were real men.
Real men of military.
We got to bounce.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, YouTube at The Rise Guys. That'll be the live video stream, and then after the show, you'll be able to see it on all our social medias. We perform a brand new Facebook Fussin'.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook argument, screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. As always, anonymously, of course.
Anonymously.
Appreciate you selling that, Hogan, by the way.
To the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid. Woo!
This is Facebook Fussing. I forget. We're sitting here trying to like fight on the screens like the Brady Bunch would, where they'd look at each other, but you're doing the opposite, so you forget. I'm over here. No, I'm doing it right now. And I'm dropping elbows on Paige.
I gotta go that way.
Throw them bold.
Say hello to people on the chat. I have my screen set up not for that, whatever that means.
We got Looper in here. Got Coach Johnson.
Hello.
Put me in, Coach.
It's Fustin' in, Coach Johnson. Clockwork Girl, what's up?
Clockwork nice. Girl.
Timothy Askew. Jeffrey. Derek Harmon. Vicky.
Is many others in there?
Sean and many others.
Sean.
Josh.
Jeffrey.
StreamYard. P1 StreamYard, what's up?
Okay.
Oh, that's the thing.
This is lengthy.
Really is. Mm. It's good. It's good. It's big. Yeah. It's long.
So, let's get into it, shall we? And we shall.
We shall.
Scene number one. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. Playing the role of Hawaii Leonard will be Mattman. Playing the role of Fat Finley will be Fat Boy. And playing the role of Luke Mallwalker will also be Mattman.
No typecasting.
And action.
Fat Finley leaves a 3-star review for the CV blank on Blank Bridge Road. And it somehow got into it. He algorithm and feeds. With the 3-star review, Fat Finley said this.
I would give you 0 stars if I could, but I wouldn't get my discount, probably. And also, you would probably stick my pills up under your hind end. Drive-through took 25 minutes. I turned truck off to save gas, and I almost froze my marbles off. Also, this location never has strawberry Gatorade.
Mm. Aloha, Fat Finley.
Oh, hey, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, I can see I'm not missing anything in Blankville. That location sucked coconuts when we were there.
Hmm.
I'm 88 years old.
What TF?
Oh, we got a live one here. Well, you interrupted me. I was going to say more.
Listen, Luke Mallwalker. No one interrupted you. This doesn't work that way.
LOL. What's wrong with this old ding-dong?
Did you mean ding-dong?
I did. Oops. Ha! What's a ding-dong?
Grr.
My great niece works there, and I will tell you they serve many people for their prescriptions. That small radius of a town, these kids there, they work very hard, and they try to keep up. Keep that in mind, eh? God bless you.
Yeah, okay, bot.
This stupid bot.
Luke Mallwalker, you're a bot hired by CV Blank to fight bad reviews.
Stupid dumb bothole. I'm not, and you know what, Fat Finley and Hawaii Leonard? Most people 88 years old wouldn't know what a bot is, and I am not that. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents. God bless you.
I didn't ask, old man. Stay the hell off my review, or I'll catch up there and, or I'll call up there, excuse me, whatever. And get your damned nice fired.
LOL, you meant niece, not nice, because I bet she's not nice, LOL.
Shut the hell up, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, that wouldn't be a very nice thing to do, nor would I advise that.
Oh, really? Just what the hell are you going to do about it? You're 88.
You old fart.
Luke Mallwalker posts a picture of himself wearing a Vietnam veteran hat alongside another picture of him back from the 1960s.
Apologies to you, Mr. Luke Mallwalker. Thank you for your service.
Oh, shut up, Hawaii. You don't know this old man.
Hey, blink my ass, dude. My dad was a Marine.
That doesn't give him the right to get on my review and critique my review. Besides, Luke, you're 88. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Luke Mallwalker posts a picture of a pistol laying on the table.
Dude, that's a threat. You basically just said you're going to shoot me.
No, that's not a gun. That's a lighter shaped like a gun.
Oh, so what's that mean? You're going to light my cigarette for me?
No, it means if you get my grandniece in trouble at work, I'll burn your blank damn house down.
And see.
Jesus. Took a turn there, Luke.
Took a turn. Thank you for your service, Luke Mallwalker.
Thank you for your service. Please don't kill anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Dumb bothole.
Hawaii Leonard, how are you?
Hello to everyone in the chat. And for those of you not in the chat, you'll be able to watch this live video. Or it won't be live then, but you'll be able to see the video of this later.
It's going to have cool little, what do you call them?
Graphics.
Yeah.
Moving
yeah,
like things.
That. Subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Cool stuff.
All right. Scene number two, Facebook fussing on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Scene two, playing the role of trying to bang is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Fallujah is Matt Man. Playing the role of Butterball is Paige. And playing the role of Eric Von Kevin is Fat Boy. And action.
So-and-so posts a selfie of her standing in front of a full-length mirror. She's wearing a flannel shirt, tied in a knot at the waist, complete with skimpy blue jeans, shorts, and Western cowboy boots. Oh, yeah, she's also wearing a cowboy hat that she is tipping toward the camera with the following caption.
I'm actually thankful for the people that said no to me. It's because of them that I learned to do it by my damn self.
Where'd the rest of your britches go?
Mama TF, is you doing?
You're thankful for the people that told you no, trying to bang? Did I read that damn right?
Yeppers.
Were you asking them to cut them Daisy Dukes up for you?
Now wait a damn minute. You better not be the new blue jeans I got you for Christmas.
Butterball, kiss my ass.
Well, hell, both of your chinks is hanging out, so I wouldn't be so hard to.
So they are the jeans I got you, huh? Trying to bang, huh? Huh?
No, mama, damn. They are not the jeans you got me for the holidays.
I didn't give them to you for the holidays. They was for Christmas. So let's get that straight right now. Thumbs up, Muji.
Yes, Christmas. But no, these ain't them.
Well, good then. Now go sew the legs off your blue jeans back on. You look like a you-know-what.
I know what she looks like.
Well, I don't know you, but... You, but don't you go being mean to my daughter, or you can get stepping, buddy, LOL.
Trying to bang. I know you still live with your mom, but she's your Facebook protector, too. Dude, just stop, because you ain't getting this.
Yeah, dude, just stop. You're bare-assing yourself.
LOL.
Don't you LO me, you loser. You responded to me, Baco.
Mama, just stop responding, damn.
Oh, I want to hear what this dumb F's going to say to me back, huh?
Trying to bang your mom is funny as hell.
Look, this is crazy. I'm going to delete this post and report it because I really like the pic and, repost it. I ain't going to report myself. Hang on now. I really like the pic and the message, though. So, guys, I'm going to repost it, but please don't comment.
I know this doesn't count to me, girl. You talking to Butterball and this German bomber fellow. Not your mom.
No, you too, mama. Just like it. You ain't got to be commenting on top of them.
I'm just wondering, trying to bang, when you became a cattle girl with the hat and the boots and all, when was this decision made? Because I like it.
I go through phases. Doesn't everybody?
If by phases you mean rods, then yeah. You go through them.
Don't be sexualizing my daughter.
Mama!
No, you better not try that, trying to bang. I don't care if you're a cowgirl or if you're dating outside your race. But I done told you before, we want to be treated like we're pieces of the meat.
Okay, so I'm hitting the delete button, okay?
This is out of control. I'm out of here. You're bad, though. Trying to bang. I give you that. Peach emoji. Be fire emoji.
Now I've done one to both of you. She's a woman. She's a strong woman. She does not need to sit here and watch grown men judge her body.
You're all Fallujah. I'm with Butterball. I apologize, I guess. You should be proud. Your daughter is a BB.
WTF is BB, some gross, cruel slang word to further sexualize my daughter?
Not at all. BB stands for Butterball Booty. It means really, really hot, and She's got some fat riddies, too.
You about to watch your damn mouth on here. We done now. You dead.
Oh, you can't even see my front, but thank you, though. You sweet. Oh, look, I'm sorry for the typo. I hit the R instead of the T when I said fat, you know.
Yeah, we get it. Dude, stop. Besides that, how damn old are you anyway?
72 years young.
And you're on here commenting on a damn 25-year-old's Facebook page? Like, are you for real?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, all I know is that if she's a butter booty or whatever you said, then she get it from her damn mama.
Insane. Butter booty.
I turned that woman into a Jamaican there at the end.
I mean, look, mine wasn't even German at all.
It drifted. Oh, was it supposed to be? I thought you were supposed to be Sean Connery.
I was. That's what it. When
it sounded good, though.
When I was,
it sounded like kinda... you sounded like Sean Connery on SNL's Trebek.
Yeah.
When I was practicing last night, that's what it kind of turned into.
It was good.
I love it. You didn't break character.
You're the butter ball booty. That's how it started. I'm like, that's kind of.
Did you butter ball booty? Certainly to Eric Von Kevin.
It was kind of like a sexy accent in the beginning, and then it went south.
I turned into Miss Cleo there then.
Hey,
my mama. I see it in the cards.
Oh, goodness. Well,
what you just heard was real. Did Eric Von Kevin ever wrestle Griff Kenny Jr.?
What a great question.
We'll have to look that up. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Many of them sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@AOL.com. As always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah! You know, I'm done with your criticism textures about my awful accent. You can go to hell or somewhere else.
I thought you did a great job.
Well, I can be critical of myself, but no one else can, okay?
Sure.
It's hard to nail those accents sometimes.
I mean, come on, man. It was fun.
It was fun.
Jerks.
Okay, I'm sure people are tired of my gruffy man thing that I do all the time.
Well, they are, but still, I mean, it's hard to nail those voices.
It is. All right, well, you know, when you get served lunch, you expect it to be somewhat decent. I mean, we can't expect perfection all the time. But
not too hot. Don't like it too hot.
But not with things inside.
It's in Goldilocks.
You know, like a piece of this, a piece of that.
No, look at this wrong.
You don't want that in your food.
Like depends on what's a piece of.
Yeah, like a piece of S, then.
Like if it's a piece of gold, like, I would take it.
Yeah, like Goldschlager?
Like hair.
Gold teeth?
A rat or whatever, but
a rat,
this one takes
a gold rat.
This one takes it to a new level.
It's a pigeon fajita from New York.
A woman in New Zealand posted a video after she bought a wrap at a sandwich place, and you wouldn't believe what it had in it. This is kind of scary.
God bless.
She bit into the handle and not the blade of a knife.
Oh, the whole knife was in there?
Yes. So people are shocked that she's not suing. So this, her name is Emily Bright, and she took a couple of bites, and then she felt like something was kind of hard. Mm. And
luckily, it's a good sandwich, man. It's a foot long and then some.
It was the orange handle, and as we said, not the blade. And she thought it was a carrot.
You'd have to.
Did she pick this sword swallower's lunch up by accident?
Mm. Might have. You have to immediately take a picture.
So because of this, because of her reaction, she called it funny and said she's just like lucky that she didn't eat the sharp part, because that would have been horrible. She'd have been a sword swallower, basically.
Do you know what I'd do for real? If this happened to me, I would think first. I would honestly call Rob and say, what are we looking at here? Is it worth our time to pursue this? We're talking about serious money. Like, then
all
I would
of a sudden
decide.
You realize he's standing at your front door. He's already there at your house. Hey, Russ, I just dropped right in.
Then I'm like, okay, we'll decide from there.
He paraglided to your home.
I'm here to collect my check.
He's
my retainer fee.
A Duesenberg Porsche rocket. That he popped over to your house.
He's so thin that he could run and get there.
He could. He's like Flash. Flash on area.
Awesome.
Call Flash.
So people in the comments told her to sue, be litigious. And, you know, I have two thoughts of this. Because if it was, it's terrible to find some kind of weapon and food.
But
what if it was a child, you know? That kind of neglect could have hurt somebody, seriously.
Well, either way, it could have hurt somebody. But at the same time, though, it's weird. It's like, thank God you didn't. Thank God you didn't. You saw that. Like, I remember a family member was kind of amazed that my parents didn't try to sue Disney World because of the time I ate a deli sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which, Adventureland or whatever the hell it was. And the deli sandwich had one of those toothpicks with the colored ribbon on the end. And it was smushed all the way down in there. I took a bite of it and swallowed it. And that son of a bitch went in the back of my throat and just got lodged there. And they had to blow the stuff in my throat that froze my throat so they could go in and like pull out. But anyway, my mom was like,
"You could have hurt
this
your
could
esophagus.
Have been way worse. We are relieved that the Lord blessed us and didn't kill Matthew with this deli sandwich.
Praise Jesus, because where will we be today?
But yeah, so it's on one hand, just like it didn't happen,
mm-hmm.
but what's the you want to get paid because it didn't happen? Or are you trying to teach them a lesson to watch where they put their knives?
Well, I think when you get paid, it's your pain and suffering, whatever you had to endure. When you had to have the procedure done, there it is.
Listen.
He doesn't like what we're doing.
My God, dude.
Who are you sending that to?
Somebody text in, like, something real good, like, wanting some advice for when it comes to the whole dating and, like, app situation.
Tell him to call another show.
Trying to get him to come on.
You and I are so good at this, Matthew.
All relationship advice should be called in.
Listen.
Ask for
Fat Boy,
who's been married for 20 plus years.
I'm trying to get this.
Okay.
Get him on.
Like, so, you could be unanimous.
Anonymous.
Well, that too. Yeah.
So as far as this situation, people in the comments told her to sue, be litigious, but she posted a follow-up video and said she wasn't hurt, so what would she sue for? And she didn't want to get the worker fired. And she
That's
did,
nice
She
her.
Did slip a nice little dig on the U.S. saying, this isn't America. You know, it is.
Well, that's not a dig on America.
Yeah, we're not so litigious here, are we?
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
I go to this well a lot, too. Yeah. But when, let's say there's some kind of brutality done, and the city in which you live in, you're pulling for the city to get sued by the family. But the city, meaning the mayor, the chamber of commerce, those people aren't paying that fine. You are. The taxpayers of that city's paying for it. Like, so if
but it's capped, too.
If
so.
The family got $9 million because... somebody got hurt real bad or maybe killed or whatever, like, where's the celebration of that? Your taxes are going up and the people still got off scot-free.
Yeah. I just don't know how you can cap a
scot-free
possible civil suit when it involves the state, county, city. Like, okay,
when they're an employee of, but yet...
Or when they're at fault.
In other... Like, if I go out and do something... I'm not going to. I'm not even going to throw that out there in the world of manifestation. But let's just say Tony, who works for XY Company, goes out and does something bad. 9 times out of 10, unless he was in the uniform of the company as which he was working or happened on the job, it may not even surface to his work. They may not even ever know.
Or so they'll say, you know, we'll slap him on the wrist. You never really know what happened.
They're like, well, it didn't happen at work, so we can't really do anything to him here at work. But yet, when it's a government employee, I think it's because we see dollar signs there. And we're like,
yep.
It's that weird thing. Well, I'm going to get paid. And I live here. So my taxes are going to go up. But I'm going to get paid.
I'm going to get mine.
So wild, man.
All right, then.
None of it makes sense when you all break. I mean, when you break a lot of that down. Like, wow, it doesn't make sense.
Mm. Really well, don't. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige. And that's what's happening on your planet.
Guess what? It's got some good news.
Mm-hmm.
We got the guy. It's the guy. We got him.
I thought you were saying President's Day is tomorrow.
Definitely not going to give his name, but he's coming on.
Oh, the guy with dating advice?
I can't wait to hear this.
Good. Fat Boy, you can dole out the advice to him.
He's the one. Hey, I ain't on any apps.
We're just going to suck up the information, aren't we, Matt Man?
I ain't sucking nothing, Paige. we welcome your phone calls as well. Same number to text us, same one to call us. 1-800-774-0093, theTLCMotors.com phone lines. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.